You're listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CGSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on September 6, 2026. Happy Labor Day long weekend, everyone. Welcome to episode 36 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, feature on the Northwest League, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up today was supposed to be the third act last week, Blueprint Tokyo's Neon Circuits and Mission of Hope with Closed Door Drama. That was Closed Door Drama from Blueprint Tokyo's Neon Circuits and Mission of Hope. Next up is Hugo Bluen's Hope. Here is Pain Bure Chocolat.
Les étés d'enfants, j'allais tout le temps à la même place, un petit village qui s'appelle Messanges, au bord de l'Atlantique. J'attendais patiemment qu'il soit 4 heures chaque jour pour manger seul, se goûter des cadavres que plus jamais je ne pourrais manger. À 4 heures, tous les jours, ça manquait pas. Mon grand-père, il aimait, il préparait le pain beurre chocolat. Baguette de pain avec plein beurre, puis 4 carrés de chocolat libre. Ben, c'était ça, le pain beurre chocolat.
I would like to comment on SF Athletics at this time. On August 31st, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference announced players of the week between August 24th and 30th, where the Red Leafs goalkeeper, Sophia Piperny, earned the Women's Soccer Player of the Week, as she made 5 saves on 14 attempts against Hawaii Hilo in a 3-1 win. On August 30th, her GNAC debut after redshirting in 2025. Let me take a look. I might have got some of the descriptions wrong. Just a minute, please. Just a minute. Sophia Piperny was named the Women's Soccer Defensive Player of the Week on, just a minute, actually August 29th. That which was a Saturday. So I'd like to make those corrections. Also on August 31st, the women's basketball started the SFU Elite Camp via their Facebook and Instagram pages. On September 1st, the GNAC released the 2026 cross-country preseason coaches poll, where the SFU women's were ranked 3rd with 80, while the men's were ranked 5th with 56 points, as Western Washington won both polls with 100 points each. On September 2nd, the Red Leafs women's soccer visited the Cal Poly Pomona Broncos at Cal Oak Stadium in Pomona, California, where Carly Radke scored the only goal on Sophia Piperny, who made 4 saves out of 5 shots, and SFU fell to Cal Poly 1-0, as the Broncos backstop, Parker Lamont, needed to make just 1 save against the Red Leafs. Just a minute, please. Just like to load up the page. SFU Athletics page. Where was I? 2 games were on tap on September 3rd, both in California. The SFU Women's Volleyball swept away Cal State LA in 3 straight sets at Kellogg Arena in Pomona, California by the scores of 25-15, 25-17, and 25-14. The Red Leafs were led by Katarina Demjanovic with 10 kills, Megan Hawkins, Brooklyn Robinson with 2 aces each, Logan Remington with 7 blocks, Ella McVitie with a whopping 28 assists, and Mason Unger with 15 takes, followed by Ella McVitie with 10. Meanwhile, the Eagles were led by Samara DeCloud with 15 kills, Tegan Charapata with an ace, Julia Frabotta with 2 blocks, Ruby Ennis with 11 assists, and Juliana Spikey with 10 takes. Later on, the SFU men's soccer confronted Chico State at University Soccer Stadium in Chico, California. The Red Leafs opened the scoring at 22-22 per Tristan Otuomaji, doubled their lead at 48-25 per Nicholas McKinnon. The Wildcats cut the lead in half at 82-32 per Josh Morris. But SFU kept Chico State at bay the rest of the way to win 2-1, as the Red Leafs backstop, Harrison Goh, didn't have to make a save, while the Wildcats counterpart, Nicholas Molina, stopped 5 of 7 shots on goal. Furthermore, on September 3rd, the SFU Elite Camp hosted by the women's basketball ended via their Facebook and Instagram pages. On September 4th, the SFU women's volleyball fell to Cal State San Bernardino 3-2 at Kellogg Arena in Pomona, California, losing the first set 25-13, winning the second 25-17, losing the third 25-21, winning the fourth 25-18, and dropping the fifth and last. 15-13. The Red Leafs were led by Katerina Demjanovic with 15, Megan Hawkins, Nina Kovacevic with 10 kills each, Mason Unger, Luis Ho with 2 aces each, Nina Kovacevic, Logan Remington with 5 blocks each, Ella McVitie with a whopping 27 assists, and Mason Unger with 27, Megan Hawkins with 13 digs. Meanwhile, the Coyotes were led by Casey Peterson with 19, Sarai Ross with 14 kills, McKenna Edwards, Anali Bradley with 3 kills each, Allison Lagares with 7 blocks, Jaden Van Horn with 22, McKenna Edwards with 20, and Sania Sobers with 11 assists, who also had 14 digs, followed by Jaden Van Horn with 12 digs. Furthermore, on September 4th, the SFU women's basketball made 2 additional posts on their Instagram page, first in looking for team and sports media managers, followed by looking for male practice players. 2 games were on tap for September 5th. The Red Leafs men's soccer played Stanislaus State Warriors. The Red Leafs men's soccer played the Stanislaus State Warriors at Warrior Stadium in Turlock, California. The host Stanislaus opened the scoring at 13:59 per David Lozano, to which SFU responded with a goal by team at 71-16, possibly indicating that the Warriors scored an own goal, and the game ended in a 1-1 draw, as no Red Leaf was credited with a goal. George Harrison made just one save on 2 shots for SFU, while Dilla Isasi stopped 2 of 3 shots for Stanislaus State. Later on September 5th, the Red Leafs women's volleyball played the Cal Poly Pomona Broncos, the host of Cal Poly Pomona Bronco Classic, at Kellogg Arena in Pomona, California, where SFU fell to Cal Poly Pomona 3-1, losing the first 25-20, winning the second 25-23, and dropping the last two 25-20, 25-22, 25-20. The Red Leafs were led by Katerina Demjanovic with 10 kills, Mason Unger with 2 aces, Logan Remington with 5 blocks, Bella Tano with 19, McKenna Simmons with 15 assists, and Mason Unger with 12 digs. Meanwhile, the Broncos were led by Sarah Ivara with 19, Elle Walker with 15, Charlotte Korber with 11 kills, who also recorded 2 aces along with Ivara, Rachel Mao, Eddie Knight with 4 blocks, Lexi Samet with a whopping 42 assists, and Renee Nakchikol with 9 digs, as SFU Volleyball finished 1-2 in the Cal Poly Pomona Bronco Classic.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. While conference records take priority as conference wins are awarded points, overall records are used to break conference ties. No interconference games have been played as of yet. Western Washington and Seattle Pacific are first at 4-0 records each. Northwest Nazarene are third at 1-0-3. St. Martin's are fourth at 2-2. Western Oregon are fifth at 1-1-2. And Simon Fraser are last at 1-1-1.
for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
I'd like to load up the women's soccer standings. Oh, no, I got it. Oh, sorry. Because on the sports column, I can't even do the women's soccer. Let me look. Sorry, just want to... So I'll try to find the standings as early as possible. I gotta know. Yeah, for some reason, when I just scroll straight down, sometimes it just... When I scroll down and go east, then it disappears. Then I have... God, sorry. Just a minute, please. I'll just try to find the standings. Try to find the standings in a different... Oh, no, I got it. Oh, the GNX standings are at the bottom. Now I click the page that I'm used to. Much like the men's, no interconference games have been played as of yet. Seattle Pacific are first at 3-0. Western Oregon and Western Washington are tied at second, 1-1-1. Simon Fraser, 4th, 1-1. St. Martin's, 5th, 1-2-1. Montana State Billings, 6th, 0-1-2. Central Washington, 7th, 0-2-2. And Northwest Nazarene, last, at 0-2-1.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current... What did I just do? I'm not sure what I just did. Oh, no. Sorry about that. Here are the current women's volleyball standings. There haven't been interconference games, much like the men's and women's soccer. Northwest Nazarene are first at 6-1. Alaska Fairbanks are second at 8-2. Alaska Anchorage are third at 7-3. Central Washington are fourth at 4-2. Seattle Pacific are 5th at 5-3. Simon Fraser 6th, 3-3, much like Western Washington. St. Martin's 8th, 4-4, much like Western Oregon. And Montana State Billings last at 2-6.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. The third act is Bloom Effects Oscillion. The tune is Surreal. Thank you. The fourth band is Jean-Michel Blay and Lara Somogyi's Desert with Refuge. Welcome to the second half of episode 36 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the Northwest League, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fifth group of the hour, Bird Bellies, The Wind, The Wood. Here is... Where the Two Rivers Meet.